Welcome back to Feminist Book Club, the podcast. We're not just about feminist books. We are here for social justice, literature, and media in all its forms. But we do that through an intersectional feminist lens. Thanks for being here. Let's get started.
Greetings, friends. I'm Mariquita Guerrera, and I wanted to talk with you today about three short story collections written by Latinx authors that I've really been enjoying. Two of the collections I'm going to mention are not new. The third was published this year. Okay, enough with the year of mystery and onto the details, right? The oldest collection I want to discuss is Her Body and Other Parties by Carmen Maria Machado. This book was published in 2017 by Grey Wolf Press. Do you remember 2017? How innocent we were back then. You know, it's been a tough couple of years if I'm feigning nostalgia for 2017. Things were not that great then either. Anyway, Machado has been publishing extensively in other publications, but Her Body and Other Parties was her first standalone collection. The story, especially heinous, the longest of the pieces in this book, is her rewrite of 272 episodes of Law and Order and was a particular favorite of mine, despite never having watched the show, not really being a fan. It wasn't really on my radar. It took such an ordinary premise, the synopses of the episodes, and slowly unraveled it into madness, keeping it all together with a narrative thread. The short story immediately following it, Real Women Have Bodies, reads like a grown-up goosebump story, and I mean that as high praise. I really do. I grew up on R.L. Stein, which maybe explains a few things. The stories, by and large, are unsettling. Reality adjacent, just surreal enough to get under your skin. All brilliantly evocative. Machado's memoir, In the Dream House, published in 2019, also by Grey Wolf Press, is equally gorgeous, extremely emotional, and just stunning. I'd highly recommend both books. The second collection on my radar is Sabrina and Karina by Kali Fajardo-Anstein. Sabrina and Karina was published in 2019 by One World and was a finalist for the National Book Award. Fajardo-Anstein's prose is rich and her characters so full, you can imagine their whole lives stretched out before you. Unlike the other two books I'm discussing today, this collection does not operate within a universe askew adjacent to the one which we are familiar with. Set in and around Denver, Colorado, these stories are only too realistic, fraught with violence and hope, expectation and delusion. One of the stories that has really stuck with me is Galapago, in which an older woman, Perla Ortiz, insists on remaining in the house where she raised her children, despite escalating violence in her changing neighborhood. She becomes increasingly closed in, boarding up the windows, darkening the house, until an act of violence forces her to make the move she's been resisting. Perla is one badass abuela. In fact, changing neighborhoods, changing landscapes, feature heavily in this collection of stories. And anyone who has watched their hometown shift, grow and groan to accommodate industry, population, commerce, will recognize the pain that comes with bearing witness to that. In the story, any further west, it isn't the town that changes to make way for a shift in demographics, but the characters that move towns in hope of catching that elusive dream of happiness and security. A mother, flawed, bringing her daughter along with her to Southern California. You can guess how well that pans out. All in all, one of my favorite books that I've read in recent years, and one that I plan to go back to over and over again.
This episode is brought to you by Let's Learn About Chemistry by Dr. Stephanie Ryan. The solution to the issue. You know the issue about STEM, science, technology, engineering, and math. The issue is not enough inclusivity. Dr. Stephanie Ryan, children's author and public speaker, has a solution to the issue, and it's STEMI, STEMI, science, technology, engineering, math, and inclusivity. This holiday season, put the I in STEMI. Give a STEMI, science inclusive, children's book by Dr. Ryan. All the children in your life will love it and feel included. Order a copy from your local bookstore, Amazon, or Itasca Books today. Use the promo code STEMI to get $5 off your copy of Let's Learn About Chemistry if ordered through the Itasca Book website. Promo code STEMI, STEMI.
The final book I want to introduce you to is Eat the Mouth That Feeds You by Caribbean Fragosa. This is Chicanx Gothic, and I honestly could not be more excited to tell you about it. It's a short grouping of short stories, Fragosa's first published book, and it is wild. It is kin to Carmen Maria Machado's book, Her Body and Other Parties. City Lights Publishing brings us this title, and it was published this year, as I stated earlier. I can't recall now how it came to my attention, but I'm sure it was just beamed straight into my head by the book marketing algorithm that knows me better than I know myself. It's a jewel. I want to tell you about three of the pieces. I mean, they're all amazing, but there are three in particular that really I've been thinking a lot about. The Vicious Ladies, Tortillas Burning, and Me Muero. In The Vicious Ladies, a woman returns home after college. She had tried and failed to escape, to make good on the promise of herself, and she carries her attempt like a carapace, using it to deflect pain and blame. Even so, she is part of the ecosystem around her, the titular Vicious Ladies, and knows she is helpless to avoid it. In Tortillas Burning, we are introduced to a young girl who mistakes a man for a door instead of a rope or a hole, as Fragosa says, and she follows him into marriage. She remembers her grandmother telling her that if she has nothing else, she will have a tortilla to help carry her through. Even though tortilla is too old and hard to be of use, as food can be blackened, the ashes crumbled and used to clean her teeth. How far must a person fall to find themselves in need of a burnt tortilla, she thinks. And then, by the end, answers her own question. In Me Muero, the most unusual of these three stories, involves a woman who has died. Her body on the concrete patio, while her family, close family, extended family, is gathered around her in the kitchen, in the living room, swarming and drinking, smoking cigarettes. She finds ways to communicate with them, finds ways to prepare herself for death, the utter banality of death after the pain of letting go. It's heartbreaking. It's funny. It's stunning. It's gorgeous. I don't find myself with an abundance of free time lately. I don't find myself with any free time, actually. Sometimes the only time I have to myself within the day is the time I take to shower, the time I take waking up long before the dawn to sit in the still of the nominal morning with my coffee. I don't have the space to read the long tomes I love so much. These short story collections have been such good friends to me. Whole entire universes in the span of 30 or so pages each. And they are rich, and they are expansive, and they are beautiful snapshots of Latinx life, of strong, amazingly strong women, queer women, straight women, broken women, and saints. If you find yourself with less time than you used to have before, or maybe less attention span, or perhaps you just want to dip into a story and then emerge again, I couldn't recommend these titles anymore. Whether you choose to pick up Her Body and Other Parties by Machado, Sabrina and Corina by Fajardo Anstein, or Eat the Mouth That Feeds You by Fragosa, you will not be disappointed. I've taken enough of your time now. I thank you for spending it with me. We'll get these titles in the show notes. Let me know if there are any short stories that you are loving lately. I will be happy to add them to my TBR. You can find me on Instagram at @O_Murray. Until next time, friends, take care of yourselves.
Thank you for tuning in to today's episode of Feminist Book Club, the podcast. Want to be part of the club? Here's how you can join us. Obviously, subscribe to our podcast and leave a rating and review for brownie points. Follow along on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, Pinterest, and TikTok. All of those links are in the show notes. Sign up for our newsletter to be the first to know what our next monthly book pick is. And check out our award-winning monthly book subscription service. Oprah Magazine named it one of their favorite book boxes, and Shonda Rhimes called us one of her favorite subscription boxes in general. There are multiple membership levels for any budget, and it's an excellent way to support the show and the voices you heard today. See you in the club.
Well-read woman.